This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you aboard. We have some time to talk about what is on your mind today. I look forward to it. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Is here as well. We have Manny answering your calls when you call. And we're going to do the same thing we did. I don't even remember the game. What was the game? But we did, it might have been the Bison, the last Bison game. As they were heading on their way, had one game short of getting to Frisco. But we had a lot of fun with your guesses as to what the score of the game would be. So I want to know who you think's going to win and give me the score. Closest to correct. Are you ready for this prize? A signed autograph picture of Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Yes, it's true.
Where the heck did you get that?
And then we'll also send you photos of myself that you can use as a dartboard.
Yeah.
No. Well, you got to personally sign it, Todd. You have to sign it like to the.
Oh,
you know,
so
like
I got to come up with one. I thought you had one. I'm like, where in the world would you have gotten one?
And then
the autograph pictures. I autograph my coffee cups. So
every time I'm on the road, I take a picture with you for the little sign we put up there with in your
old cowboy looking thing.
Yeah,
that thing.
Exactly. Your rifle and your cowboy hat.
That was fun.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, text away. You should probably text Todd. Because
yeah,
if you text both of us on this, then it'll get a little confusing on trying to keep track of them all.
Yeah. Just
text
Scott gets way too many texts to be able to keep track of the scores. I can handle it.
701-226-8503. I'll throw in a copy of my book, Grassroots, Common Sense Action Agenda for America, and signed autograph photo of Todd Mitchell and mine in a dartboard. There you go. That'll be your prize.
Folks, I don't even have one of those books, so that's something you get to have, I don't get to have.
Isn't that fabulous?
Know.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Love to take it.
Texter says, I'm not playing then.
701-226-8503 for that. I have another question for you, and you can answer this one by calling us today on the program. All right, you're the Super Bowl MVP. What's the first thing you say, first person you thank? What do you do? You know, there's an actual survey out. I'm not going to taint the pool of our callers with this, but I'll give it to you before the end of the program because folks were asked to predict what would be the first thing the Super Bowl MVP will do or say or thank. I'd want to know who you'd thank. You tell me when you call, okay? Bring that on today. Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not even sure. Manny, who do you want? Manny is the man on the phones today. He'll be taking your calls when you give us a ring here at 800-228-0550. Have you got a favorite, Manny?
I probably lean New England just because I like Tom Brady, but I actually like both teams. So I know it's a very diplomatic answer, but
yeah, no kidding.
We found the guy that likes Tom Brady. How about that? No, there's two actually: Donald Trump and Manny. All right, yeah.
But this goes. My liking of Tom Brady goes all the way back to his college days at Michigan. So
is that right?
Guy, so you know.
That's exactly why I don't like Tom Brady. I'm an Ohio State guy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Atlanta just because I want to be different. I want to be, you know, the Patriots have had their run, and it's been fine and fun and everything else. But I think it's kind of cool what the Atlanta Hawks are doing. And, you know, get outside of those coasts once in a while. It's okay. So I'm going to go Atlanta as the big winner.
By the way, if you pick a score, you got to pick a team, too, not just a score, right?
You do. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to clear, because I'm already getting a whole bunch of scores, but...
No, tell us who's going to win. Send it back then. Send another text in. Who wins and the score, okay, to pick the lucky winners, and we'll announce our lucky winner on Monday on the program. A couple things I want to do here before we get to your calls. Number one, I don't think that we are in a position to have enough gratitude for law enforcement officers who are not only doing what they do every day, but also managing a very challenging situation with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And I have to say, I think some great things are happening. I really do. I see a headline today in the Bismarck Tribune, Standing Rock disavows camp on private land. So there you go. Now, we've come a long way. We've come a long way, folks, in the regard of you know, there are eco-terrorists, there are thugs, there are rioters, there are agitators, and I have never believed they were a big number. I think always somewhere under 1,000 of them. And, of course, this campus swelled to as much as 10 and 11,000 people at some time. And I think it is really humbling to know that you've got, number one, the camp being emptied out by the order of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Council. They're doing it themselves. Okay? The good people have risen up to take back control and common sense, even from their own leadership there. And I think that's a great sign, a really good deal. And I'm sure it was a little difficult this week to see some of that group vacate the camp, as we reported live as it happened on the air, cross 1806 and go over to private land. Because that was a provocative effort. Well, that's what they're trying to do. So if I was in the camp and going along with the idea of let's clean up this mess and vacate this camp before the floods come, to know that they were doing that threatened them as well. So, again, Standing Rock disavowing that camp on private land. But back to the agitators. Chase Iron Eyes and his band of thugs, the ones that are in jail right now. Do you know what our law enforcement officers did in this exercise? Do you have any idea what they did? They arrested 76 people. The whole operation from the time they arrived till they left was 3 hours, but the actual arrests were inside of an hour. I don't think they can do that in New York City. Los Angeles, or any major city, that's pretty extraordinary. They deserve our unending respect. They deserve our unending respect, no doubt about it. What was done there is pretty significant. They're in jail. I hope they stay in jail for a long time. I see a jury yesterday, another headline, finds 8 Dakota Access Pipeline protesters guilty. A judge levies unconscionable fines. Who thought they were unconscionable the fines? Let me guess. The defense attorney. Yeah. Alex Weicker told the judge that a $1,000 fine was more than he'd seen imposed for this type of crime in his 20-year legal career. Another defense attorney, William Thomason, said the fine was extremely unwarranted and unconscionable. $30 million the state of North Dakota is out to this point. $30 million, ladies and gentlemen, of your taxpayer funds have been expended to pay for this operation with these eco-terrorists coming in here. And they think $1,000 is too much? Please. They didn't get jail time. All they got was a fine. The fees, evidently, from Judge Spielman, then ranged from $1,250 to $1,685. And obviously they have the precedent to do that. But I think that's quite appropriate. But I don't think any of the news coverage, anything I've said, has done justice to what these individuals did with the men and women of the United States. Well, there were a few United States officers, and their BIA is being quite cooperative these days as well, which is great to see. Amazing what a difference a new administration can make. But most of this was obviously North Dakota Highway Patrol, you know, county officials. Morton County Sheriff's Office has been leading this from the get-go. More county deputies coming in, Highway Patrol from all over, and other, you know, city police and law enforcement personnel. They have this ability to call them in as they need them, and they did. And it was incredible. Same thing with National Guard. National Guard can't arrest anybody, but they help, you know, patrol this and lead to this effort as well. I want to give them a big old bear hug. I really do. I think they deserve enormous gratitude from all of us. I honestly like the direction this is going, and who knows? The permit's going to be granted. Construction is going to be restarted. I've said that from the get-go. I've also told you my gut is that, you know, the amount of bad actors is dwindling. There are calls for 100,000 people to come and protest again. I don't know that they're going to be able to do that again. I really don't. We just need to watch it, keep a close eye on it, pray for the safety of all those involved in this. And again, I fear for the farmers and ranchers and others involved there. I am very much wanting to sign on to the effort to get to the bottom of who's behind all this. We had a call yesterday, if some of you may remember, from a Leonard in Mandan, a business owner whose business had been harmed as a result of this. And, you know, he said he wanted to sue, and his wife thought he ought not. I think that power in numbers, strength in numbers, people ought to get behind this and do this. So I want to get your take on that today. Anything else on your mind? We'll give you an update on Giving Hearts Day. The Dickinson Backpack Program is in our focus today. And a lot of children being served there. And, you know, food packs every month for the school year, they cost some money. So this is a great charity. We want to tell you about them, tell you about how you can have your dollars matched on Giving Hearts Day, so we'll be doing that. John Godfrey, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, will talk about what the Obamacare repeal and replace means to North Dakota, and we'll talk about some refugee legislation in the state legislature. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Oh, this texter really knows how to hurt a guy. We have a little contest going. If you tell us who you think is going to win the Super Bowl and the score, we have a prize. photos of Todd and I. Todd's will be autographed. Mine will be in the form of a dartboard. But we also said, throw in a copy of the book, Grassroots 2, and the texter says, send the pictures, guys. Skip the book. I bought it at Dollar Tree. You know what happens when your books are a Dollar Tree, Todd? It's not a good sign. You know what I'm saying? Not at Barnes & Noble anymore. Anyway, I appreciate that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Get to your calls in just a moment here. A little bit of breaking news this morning out of Governor Doug Burgum's office. He today has appointed health care executive Christopher Jones to lead the Department of Human Services, replacing Maggie Anderson in that post. That's, I think, one of the last posts that the governor has to fill. But you have now a strategic planner in charge of North Dakota's largest state agency, 19 years of experience in health service operations, strategy, technology, and consulting. He joins the department February 27th on the governor's cabinet. He's currently a division senior vice president of strategy and business development for Catholic Health Initiatives, which, of course, is an enterprise with more than $15 billion in annual revenue and over 100 hospitals across 18 states, including CHI St. Alexis Health in Bismarck. So he's a Bismarck grad, Bismarck Century High School, and a Concordia grad, so he's a Cobber, and also a degree from the University of St. Thomas. I'm not sure where he's from, but spent some time at other healthcare entities and active in the community, and so that's neat. That's a good story. So it must be living in Bismarck now, it looks like. Anyway, that's a little bit of news there for a very important department, certainly in the grand scheme of the great state of North Dakota. Noel is on the road. What's on your mind today, Noel? You're first up to go on our Friday edition.
I've been thinking about this, and I've thought about it for a long time, but didn't dare say it. I believe the reason for the popular vote distance, I know it was California. If California were out of the mix, Trump would have had the popular vote. And what elects Democrats by the popular vote are the inner city people. And most of those people are not high school graduates. So I would say the IQ of the Democratic Party is 10 points less than the IQ of the Republican Party. That's it.
Well, here's something I think, Noel, that people tend to throw things at me when I bring this up. First of all, it doesn't matter about the popular vote in the last election. We have a constitution. We have an electoral college. We have it set up the way it's set up. It is what it is, and Donald Trump's president. These are just dead-enders that, you know, need to find a life, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous that it's the same people that are at Berkeley, for crying out loud. Do you know who they are protesting at Berkeley? This Milo? Milo is the editor of Breitbart, but he also is gay. He also is an immigrant. And he also is Jewish. So wrap your mind around that for a minute. The folks at Berkeley, you know, the hard left, okay? I mean, the Trump haters by the dozen are protesting a gay immigrant Jewish guy.
They are idiots.
Well, you know, it's what they are in my mind is there's a band of idiots in there without question. There also is something more going on. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it is no accident that we have the challenges we have to the rule of law going on. And look at North Dakota. Look at what we have endured in little old North Dakota for 177 days. This week alone, an operation requiring the arrest of 76 people on illegal land. In a very dangerous situation. Very dangerous. I mean, it isn't like arresting somebody on a street corner. You know, you're talking about in the middle of the land, there's not roads there. They got to, you know, some people come in on snowmobiles and ATVs. You don't know if they have weapons. I mean, a very dangerous situation. Okay? And we've had months and months and months and months of this. You can't tell me this is just some well-meaning people who don't like pipelines. Bull roar. There are much bigger players involved in this, and I think ultimately a disruption of rule of law, anarchy, is what they seek, and I think we need to spend some time getting under that hood, investigating it, and getting to the bottom of it. I really, really do.
I agree with you 100%. I wish somebody in the government would start investigating it. And if they find out that George Soros is paying these people, then these landowners and everybody that's been hurt by these protesters, whether it's in North Dakota or Berkeley or wherever, file a suit against George Soros and tie him up in court for the rest of his life.
Well, exactly. And it's not just him. There's a lot of people there. There's a, and I will, one example, Trent Luce, who many of you have heard with good work he does, a lot of farm and ranch reporting. Trent was in North Dakota, took a trip down to the casino, right in the middle of one of the more, you know, tense raids. It was when the actual, land was being cleared off, get it back to the bridge. The nose-to-nose efforts to back them off where they were trying to go further into where the actual pipeline was being laid in the ground and the borings were happening. And Trent sits down with some guys at a table. They got, laptops up and everything else. And he said, what are you guys doing? I'm just curious. They were with an organization. I have the name of it somewhere, forgotten now, Indigenous something or another. They proceed to tell him that what they do is go to Native American tribes and try and shut down private property rights all around them. And they're doing this in about 200 different tribes across the United States. All right, so they purposely use Native American tribes as a beachhead to shut down private property all the way around. And he's like, where do you get your money to do that? 200 places, you guys? I mean, laptops and websites and all the stuff you're doing. So, oh, the largest flower wholesaler in the world is a big backer. Now, there's a shadowy web of a lot of folks, and we got to pull some strings. If you think every protester that came here did so out of the goodness of their own heart in an effort to help Standing Rock Sioux Tribe specifically, stop a pipeline or have concern for water, you are as naive as they come.
That is for 100% sure. Those people are being paid. They've said it. They don't care. They'll stay there as long as they've been paid. And I think the big winner in this monetarily was Dave Archambault. I think somebody offered him seven figures to start this and progress it to a certain point, and he would get his bucks.
I've heard that theory from others, Noel. I don't know. I've also heard people say that he has a genuine belief in honoring the earth, and something as simple as a tent stake going into the earth upsets him. I don't know. I don't know where the real truth is there. I do know he hitched his wagon to a band of thugs, and it's done massive damage to that tribe.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Florey of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Without windshield on it, it's kind of nice. I can do without the minuses. I mean, it's fine. We had that little bout there. It was so darn nice. You just started thinking about spring. I'm actually anxious to get up to Watford City and get to the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, my favorite place on the planet Earth. The best view in North Dakota. Oh my gosh! Listen, if you haven't planned a trip up to Watford City yet, do it. Get your calendar out, take a look, see when you can get up there. There's some fabulous hotels, great food, great hospitality. The place is really incredible, and it is just a special, special place. I absolutely love it. I'll be up there coming up here in a couple of weeks, and then also in March, March 1st, they actually have their annual Chamber and Economic Development Dinner that is a wonderful event. I encourage anybody in business looking for opportunities to get out and take that in on March 1st as well. Get signed up, call the Chamber, and be on that list. They put on a great event. They got a great speaker coming in. It'll be a great time. So. In fact, I was just chatting with our governor the other day, and he reminded me that he was at that event last year, and that's where he met Bren Sanford, and the beginning of the discussions about Bren Sanford ultimately being one of those he considered for lieutenant governor, and ultimately is the lieutenant governor. And from all accounts I get, I spent a lot of time at the Capitol yesterday and the day before. They're doing a great job. A lot of people very, very impressed, and of course a lot going on, a lot of time consumed by what's happening with the Dakota Access Pipeline protests and standing up a new administration and everything else. So, really good news. In fact, I got a texter speaking of the new administration that just said, you are right about the new hire at DHS, Christopher Jones. He's brilliant, comes from a versatile and nimble organization, has the energy to move the Department of Human Services through some huge changes over the next years. Well, there you go. Little attaboy for Christopher Jones in that new post. Great news. Back to the calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind? Here's a text. I wish the Native Americans would open their eyes and see how they are being used. I do believe that the vast majority of people at Standing Rock are pawns in this. And so I guess your term being used tracks with, my sentiment on this. And, you know, I don't think they've been well led. I wish we could set all this nonsense of, you know, the protecting the water and the pipeline is a black snake and all the just really rhetoric that comes from people who have an ulterior motive and a secret hidden agenda to get their way on these things aside and really deal with root issues. I don't remember early on, I remember I argued with somebody. I said, can we talk about the resource of children? I bet we can agree on that, can't we? How precious the resource of children are. Let's deal with native kids and how we can help them have a better future. Let's deal with the death grip addiction has on so many people, so many families. Native and non-native, of course, but obviously more prevalent in the Native American world, sadly. Can't we all agree on that? Can't we all take all this energy and all the social media keyboard warriors and noise and calls and time and protest and put it to that? That's what I wish that we all could do. Somebody go, just time out. Time out. Let's do this differently. Kevin and Dickinson, tell me what's on your mind.
Hello?
Kevin, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, hey, I don't know if you've read about what's going on in Dickinson there at the college, but they've talked about cutting the nursing program and stuff. I think our president of that college is way off base. Here you got people that are coming out of that program. There's a nursing shortage nationwide, state. Everything. I mean, everybody, if you read anything, you know that. And here he's thinking of cutting this program because of funding. I think there's probably other ways to do that instead of cutting this program, because these people are coming out of there. They're generating income for your community. They're taking care of people. And we're all getting older, and we're all going to have to be taken care of by a nurse someday. And I think your president of your college is way off base. And maybe this legislature needs to look at replacing some of these presidency's colleges for going to cut programs that help your community and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You're talking about Dr. Thomas Mitchell, who is the 12th president of Dickinson State, only been on that job, not 2 years, I don't think. And they've, of course, had some turmoil there and some difficulty. I do not know specifically about the cuts that you're talking about, but I will pledge to dig into it and invite Dr. Mitchell on. I will tell you that I'm impressed with the leadership of the North Dakota University system. Kathy Nesset, the board chair, who is about to be reappointed, I would assume, for another term as president, and also the chancellor, Dr. Hagerod. I'm impressed with them. I really am. I think there's finally a really good set of leaders there. I also am impressed with many of the. I think Dr. Kennedy is going to do some good things at UND. I really believe that. He's got some challenges because it was a mess. But I think he's going to do a good job. I think Dr. Bresciani has sort of right-sized the ship now with the relations that were happening there. And I think we just sort of got our head down a little bit. But to your point on nurses, you're absolutely right. I mean, we talk all the time on this program about the University of Mary and what they're doing to be flexible, allow people to, learn at all hours of the day and night to get, additional degrees. And because of the need is incredible. So I don't know any of the specifics on why they were doing what they're doing there, but we'll pledge to invite Dr. Mitchell on, learn a little bit more about Dickinson State University's plans and try and get you an answer. Does that help, Kevin?
That would be great if you could get an answer. That'd be great. And then another thing in this Dakota Access Pipeline, them terrorists, that's all they are. And, you know, our police force and stuff, I tell you what, I couldn't do what they're doing. I couldn't. These people are, if I was a policeman and they threatened me, I don't think I could restrain as much as this police. I think you gotta tip your hat to the police from every department in our whole state that's had to deal with them. Them people are just terrorists and they need to be out of there. And I hope they get them out of there and ship them back to their own states where they're at. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Dennis in Minot, next to go on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, guys, with these protesters, they're using new tactics now. Look at the riots that happened out in the Bay Area. The kids in black with the masks, they did the Facebook thing, and all of a sudden everybody shows up. They're changing tactics, and our legal system with how to deal with them has also got to change. I've got no problem with people legally protesting. I got no problem with the First Amendment. But as soon as you come in with your grievance and you change somebody else's life, that should be illegal, and there should be a penalty for it. And the only way that we're going to avoid this 178 days, the only way we're going to avoid that is to make the fine like $10,000 per occurrence. If they go out there and they block a bridge, if they disrupt traffic, if they shoot a farmer's cow, then everybody connected to that illegal activity, $10,000 fine. Or they can sit in jail for 5 years. We cannot tolerate it.
Yeah, I am honestly surprised that the state legislature is not doing more on a collective package of things. I know the trespassing bill is part of it, by the way, and I know hunters are upset about that, and I pledge to give you as much time to talk about that as you like and really encourage hunters. I've called it a no-brainer, and that's causing some people to be upset, saying, well, how can you call that a no-brainer? But I just, you know, to me, to put the onus on a landowner on the posting, and I don't understand it. So I the private property rights believer in me is putting me in the camp where the Farmers Bureau and the Farmers Union, Farm Bureau and Farmers Union never agree on anything. Cut time of day, for crying out loud, and they agree on this.
Sorry, I didn't mean to encroach into that. I was just talking about dealing with the protesters.
No, I understand, but that's one bill. The trespassing bill is part of the reason that bill exists. And so what I was starting to say, Dennis, is to say that I'd love a collection, really, of tools for the legislature to give to local law enforcement and give to the courts of higher fines, longer times. If you're a professional protester, you're treated differently. I mean, get to the bottom of this and dig into it a little bit, because I'm with you. I think they're going to a different level. There's no doubt about it. These aren't peaceful, prayerful protesters. They are not free speech warriors. They are thugs. That's what they are, thugs.
Yes, I agree with you completely. That's why we need to change our tactics on it. We got to give the sheriff more tools. Now, the last one, and we need to get a lawyer involved in this. But you take these anarchists, the ones that are dressed in black and they got the mask for their faces and stuff. But they're the ones that they're not protesting. They just show up and riot. They're there to destroy stuff. We got to come up with some legal way. You know, look at Berkeley, and this just amazes me. You look at Berkeley and what they did. The cops stood around, okay, because they were outnumbered, and I understand you don't send 10 cops in to 500 people. That's never going to end well. But all of these people came in dressed in their little black uniforms, and they did all this damage, and then they all turned around, and they got on a city bus over here, and they got in BART over there, and a bunch of them get in the Suburban over here, and they all just drive home. Well, they're wearing uniforms. The cops should have been picking them off and picking them up. Here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one.
It's at Berkeley. It probably was campus security. They probably are, the half the rioters are probably off-duty cops. We're talking about Berkeley here. Can you explain to me what they're mad about? There was a gay immigrant Jewish guy wanting to talk. He's going to talk.
I understand. But what I'm saying is they could very well bring a group of 200 of those people out here to protest again, just to destroy stuff. And we have got to be ready for that.
No, you're absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. Got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, here's a legal question. Can we write a law that the short version is make them guilty by association? If they got 200 of them there all wearing the uniform and five of them destroy something, can we arrest them all? Can we treat them all the same? That's what I'd like to know.
Interesting. You're right. We need a lawyer for that one, but I'm thinking like you're thinking, because this isn't going away. Dennis, thanks for the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Leavitt, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The cops can use deadly force with no questions asked, and that'll fix it. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Todd, Scott, in watching the riots in Berkeley, in New York, and the Dapple riots, it reminded me of Kristallnacht in Germany in the late 1930s.
It is something to behold. And, of course, again, I say, yeah, we saw it at the inaugural. We saw it, at Berkeley and have other places as well. And we've seen it here firsthand for 177 days. I don't disconnect the two. And the one interesting thing, here was a pipeline. Berkeley, it's a speaker. Inaugural, it's Donald Trump and, quote-unquote, women's rights. You know, there were actually two of those, two separate ones. There was the women's rights one the day after, and then some of the inaugural stuff where they were burning limousines and everything else. None of them are, it's the same MO. It's, you know, break things, burn things, break the law. It's not actually, you know, go and protest and say, I don't like this. It's, you know, anarchy. That's what's going on. Mike and Lignite, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the comment about the Kristallnacht a second ago, that's exactly what I was thinking. Just like the Nazi Party. Pre-World War II.
So,
I lost you.
I got you. Go ahead, Mike.
And I'm not watching anything on the news. I'm just hearing things on the radio, and it just seems like what I have read about the Nazi Party, the rise of the Nazi Party in the 30s. And it's exactly what's going on. And they just keep pushing and keep pushing. And bad things will happen.
You know, I'm connecting some of this, too, to our conversation yesterday with Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who was here to advocate for North Dakota to be one of 35 states that would ask for Article 5, a Constitution of the States, specifically to say, how did we get here? How did we get to this many departments and this much federal intrusion into what we do? And, you know, he ties that to say, you know, our experiment here, the republic we have, is pretty unique, and they don't last many places around the world. And so why don't they last? It comes from within. It comes from, you know, I think that's how you do this. I mean, we've lost our way on just what is basic common sense and what is allowed. So I like our chances in North Dakota to providing a way to say, let's do it differently. Let's be part of something bigger here and not let this consume us. Mike, appreciate the call. Giving Hearts Day is coming up on the 9th of February. And we have had an opportunity to talk with a lot of different folks who have charities that will benefit from Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day, if you don't know, is the most charitable day of the year in North Dakota. And it's a time when, in a 24-hour period, hundreds of charities advocate for you to donate to them, and then those dollars are matched up to a certain amount. This year, it's February 9th, co-hosted by the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation. And if you go to givingheartsday.org, you can get a look at all the charities and get ready to go. First time we did this was 2008, $325,000 was raised. Last year, $8.3 million now is the total that has been raised since that day, $8.3 million. At work improving health, stocking pantry shelves for the hungry, providing shelter for the homeless, funding great arts performances, providing mentors for at-risk kids, and in countless other ways. These are good local charities. And we're joined today by Kristen Seeks. Kristen is the program director for the Dickinson Backpack Program. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Tell us what the program is all about and how many children you currently serve.
Okay, the Dickinson Backpack Program is a food program meant to help alleviate childhood hunger on weekends and during school breaks. And so what we do is we provide kids who are signed up for the program with a bag of food, which we slip into their backpacks every weekend, like I said, to help kind of alleviate their hunger over the weekends. Currently, we do have over 280 children signed up for the program. You know, that number goes up and down every week, but this is the highest number of children we've had in the program in the 3 years that we've done it.
All right, so nearly 300 kids, and they get these food packs every month for the entire school year. What do they cost?
You know, actually, they get the food pack every week, and each food pack we purchase, so each child gets one food pack, and that costs $5 per week. And what we do then is we supplement those food packs with fresh fruit and buns and other snacks so that they have some additional food over the weekend or, you know, maybe snacks for the next week. So, like I said, each pack costs $5 per child. So basically our annual budget right now is about $55,000 per school year.
All right, so folks in and around Degerton, what a wonderful opportunity to say, hey, here I don't want kids to be hungry, and right. Somebody is somebody's dealing with that, and if I give some bucks on Giving Hearts Day, it gets matched, and you have the opportunity for different contests. In other words, if of all the charities, the Dickinson Backpack Program raised the most, they'd get even additional little bonuses on top of a match up to a certain amount. So it's just a good way to kind of enhance your dollars and do some good on a great day. So check out those websites, and you'll get more on the Dickinson Backpack Program and find out also how to donate right to them. Kristen, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Kristen Peek from the Dickinson Backpack Program. And the website again, by the way, givingheartsday.org. You can find somebody that hasn't donated before and hashtag go matchy matchy too.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.